Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I just want you guys to acknowledge, and I know some of you will be tough, but whenever I say this, you guys get really mad and say, well, it's because you cheer for Missouri. You're a hater. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm not a hater. I want to play for you guys what Jay Billis had to say about college basketball in relation to the NBA. And I want you to hear this with an open mind. Listen to this.
And to me, it comes down to the basketball. Like there's no better basketball in the world than the NBA. And I've always watched it and I've always loved it. I'm impressed with both. I mean, you know, I don't want to make it sound like I don't love everything about college basketball. Yeah. I do. But if you prefer, like I believe this, if you prefer college basketball over the NBA, it's not for the basketball. It's for something else. It's for a team affiliation or the different college atmospheres that are unique. But one thing I learned this year that I did not know or had not experienced, let's put it that way. I've done a lot of amazing college games in the Garden, in Madison Square Garden. It doesn't compare to a Knicks game when the Knicks are good. No way. Like that is it's ridiculous how good that is. Not just the on the floor, but the atmosphere and everything around it. It was awesome.
Now, I told you guys to hear these comments with an open mind, and maybe you'll receive them differently from Jay Billis than you'll receive them to me. And I know I cheer for Missouri, and they've never been to a Final Four. I know all of your jokes. I know your plays. I know them well. If you like college basketball and someone asks you, why do you like it? Your reasoning for liking it is never about the game. It's about all the other things, and that's great. But respectfully, I don't watch college basketball because of you. I watch college basketball because of them. And that's just the difference. Whenever you hear people talk about college basketball, it's normally the players or the people in the stands or the other things. Oh, well, it's the coaches. Well, it's the music. Well, it's the students. Well, it's the excitement. What about the point guard? What about the players? That's not why I'm watching basketball. If you like college basketball, I agree. You like college basketball because of all the fixings and the things around it. And the things around it are great. The fans are great. When you got a really excited college basketball game and the student section's getting really into it and then you get really into it, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like watching basketball. But it's not because I think the basketball is great. In fact, the basketball usually is pretty bad. It's bad a large majority of the time. It's not really that fun most of the time. But it's all the other stuff. It's like, oh, it's cool. Have you ever been around a woman who, like, maybe you didn't think she was, like, the prettiest, but over time, you just get more and more attracted to her just because of other things. Like, oh, she's really nice. Oh, she smells really well. Oh, I like the way that she dressed. She just has a really good personality. She has a really good aura. Like, you don't think that she's really pretty, but all of the other things just make her really attractive to you. That's what I think college basketball is. I think college basketball is like a 5, like a 5 or a 6. But all of the other things, the fit, the aura, the perfume, all of those things make it a 9 because all the other things are important and they make it really, really cool. Where the NBA doesn't have all of those other things, but it's the best basketball players in the world. They're the most athletic. They make shots. They do incredible things that just make it just an inherently better basketball product than college basketball. I've been saying this for quite some time, and you guys have scoffed at me for this opinion. Maybe you'll take it a little bit more seriously now that Jay Billis says this. I think if there is a commissioner of basketball, I think that Jay Billis should be that person. He sees college basketball for how I see it. It's great for what it is. It's great for the crowd and the rivalries and the intensity. If you're watching it because of the basketball, I'm here telling you that there is much better basketball out there that you could watch and enjoy.
So here's my question. Because I actually agree with you. I probably go to more college basketball games than the average person by a large margin. I watch a lot of college basketball. I love college basketball. I think the NBA is a superior basketball product. But how come every time we talk about college basketball, we're finding a reason to run it down? Do you know what? College football is worse football on the whole, game one through however many games are every Saturday, than the NFL. It's worse. But you know what we do on Saturday? We talk about how great college game day is. We talk about all the cool traditions across college sports. We talk about, oh, how you got four games on in four windows right now. CBS, Fox, ESPN, ABC. We got four games going on. We talk about, oh my goodness, can you believe the catch that so-and-so made? You know, hardcore college football fans tell you about how great Maction is and how fun it is on a Tuesday night to watch random games. We celebrate all the things that surround college football instead of saying, well, the product's lesser than the NFL. And if you like it, it's because of the other stuff. We celebrate the other stuff. In college basketball, it feels like every time we talk about the sport in a macro level, we are finding reasons to explain why the sport isn't good. It's fine that we like college basketball for the other stuff. It's why we like all college sports. Why can't we embrace that as opposed to saying, well, the basketball's worse and that's just a way of life?
Yeah, but I think, and this is kind of the same argument that you and I have had sometimes and how the NBA is covered, I think we all know that same thing about college football. Like, it is inferior to the NFL, but I think in some ways, the way that it's packaged, you only have to watch one game. And we kind of do the same thing in college football, especially now that we do in basketball. Everything's about the playoff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services is not available in all areas.
Like, everything is about the playoff. As great as a regular season college basketball game will be, it will instantly turn into, what does this mean for March Madness? So we, in some ways, never really end up talking about one individual game, and it's always one small piece in the much larger picture of what does this mean for your postseason. I mean, that's the ways that college football has kind of turned into in a very different way. I think that you and I are probably on the extreme end with college basketball. You have season tickets to a college basketball team. I probably watch 2 or 3 games a week when it comes to college basketball. I don't want anyone to think that I don't enjoy college basketball. I just think I have an understanding of what it is. And you and I have talked about this. When I got better at not comparing it to the NBA is when I could kind of start to enjoy it again. Like, there was a time there, and maybe this is just the era that you and I grew up in and started loving college basketball. There used to be a time where you would watch it through the eye of, I want to know if this guy will be a good pro. You remember the Champions Classic when it first started? Man, the Champions Classic was so cool because it was all of these teams, these great one-and-dones, and it was your first chance to see them because you knew that all of the key players, whether they were on Duke, Kentucky, Kansas, Michigan State, and those players were going to turn into guys that were going to go on to the NBA. And that was fun to me to see that. I don't know if that's what college basketball is anymore. So it took time for me to kind of adjust to what my expectations for what college basketball is supposed to be. So I think that's some of it. And again, I just also think, I think why we celebrate college basketball is just so different than the NBA that just inherently just makes them two drastically different products. And I think on what purpose they both are trying to serve.
I do think the way we cover the NBA affects college basketball versus the way we cover the NFL. Because you're right. On a Saturday of college football, the next day the conversation is all about, well, what does it mean for the playoff? But I feel like in the moment, it's, can you believe Jeremiah Smith did this? Can you believe Ryan Williams did that? Hey, can you believe there's upstart Indiana? All these fun things. And you're right.
Well, really quickly, though, I also think that matters is, I think part of why the college football thing is, the same point that I just made about that is, you know, eventually Jeremiah Smith's going to be in the NFL. So there is a cycle that is funneled. If you are really good in college football, we instantly start to think about, what does that mean for you as a professional football player? Part of why you were so excited about Travis Hunter and now heading into the NFL is, I saw you do this at this college level. Do you have the ability to now do this in the NFL? We do look at college football through the same lens. We will evaluate quarterbacks that same way this upcoming year. Every time Drew Aller plays, we are going to be watching him through the eyes of, can you be a starting quarterback in the National Football League? That's not really how I would say most people watch college basketball today.
And that's fair. I agree with that. And I do agree with the larger point that it's the way we cover the NFL versus the NBA that has the trickle-down effect into college. But it feels like we celebrate Saturdays in the fall like they're a big deal. And they are. Like, they sell out these massive stadiums, and me and you have been in the office hanging out talking because college football game's coming out. We talk about how much we love college football. Drew, but we all love college football. We all talk about it glowingly. If you talk about college basketball, the first words out of people's mouth are not, oh, I love it too for all the same reasons. And, you know, I love it too because it has all the pageant. We talk about, well, they don't make shots. You know, they don't do this. They don't do that. I just wish we had the same passion and love for the inferior product at the basketball level that we do at the football level.
I think some of that too also comes from, and it's kind of the same thing what we were talking about. I don't think people know college basketball players anymore. Like, I just don't think they know them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.